Now, the rest of the story. At the turn of the century, young Eric Weiss was a traveling entertainer. He billed himself as the master magician, sleight of hand, daring escapes. Eric could escape from anything, according to the posters he distributed. Did Eric actually believe his own publicity? Surely not all of it. A performer's handbills had to overstate a little to attract an audience. In the end, it was important only that they take him seriously. Then there was that one time in Cologne, Germany, when they took him too seriously. All over Europe, Eric's posters read, "I can escape from anything." And the insistence was accepted as the promotion it was, only this time... This time, Eric was accused of false advertising and found himself in court having to defend his claim. The stern, skeptical, literal-minded magistrate frowned at Eric. "The issue is clear, young man," he said. "Can you or can you not escape from anything?" Well, Eric had come prepared. He had a spliced rope and some trick handcuffs in his pocket, equipment from his magic act. If worse came to worst, he could demonstrate these for the court. "Yes, Your Honor," Eric affirmed confidently, "as it says on my posters here, I can escape from anything." The old judge's eyes sparkled slyly as he descended from the bench and bade Eric into his chambers. Inside, there stood a huge iron safe, its door open. A massive safe with a double latch lock, an apparently magic-proof trap. Or at least magician-proof, and that was bad enough. "Let me see you get out of that," demanded the judge. And Eric, his heart sinking, walked over to the safe, took one deep breath, which he feared might be his last, and crawled inside. And in the grasp of a bailiff, the heavy door clanged shut behind him. Others present said later it was a matter of seconds, maybe a minute, maybe two, but not more, before the great door suddenly swung open and the young magician emerged. It caused a sensation. Word swept the town of Cologne. Then the German press got hold of the story. Eric was famous all over Germany, almost overnight, and all over the world before he died. For it was the push of that initial sensational publicity that pyramided his reputation into headlines and lighted theater marquees everywhere. Of course, Eric Weiss, the man who would be remembered as the greatest escape artist who ever lived, is remembered by the name he adopted, Harry Houdini. But about that day in judges' chambers, when the young magician's reputation might have been destroyed forever by public ridicule, that day when he crawled into the safe to make the escape which electrified the theatrical world, Harry Houdini might have been disgraced. Or he might even have suffocated and died, except that the diary of that event in Houdini's own handwriting reveals that the bailiff who slammed shut the door of that ostensibly magic-proof safe, he forgot to spin the dial on the combination lock. Now, you know the rest of the story.